Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 8, 1804, day 26 of the expedition. Camped on the lower side of an island called the Mill. Paul Allen, in his edited version of Biddle's transcription of the journals, leaves out daily entries when he feels that not much of importance happened. This is the case from June 3rd to June 13th. Moulton's journals, in contrast, are the most exact entries possible of the complete journals, including distance calculations, magnetic azimuths, and distance traveled each day. There is always, even if the day is quiet, something of interest in each entry. Captain Clark writes today,
"Set out this morning at daylight and proceeded on the course of last night. Passed the Mine River at 9 miles. This river is about 70 yards wide and said to be navigable for pirogues for 80 to 90 miles. The French informed us that lead ore has been found in different parts of the river. I took Sergeant Floyd and went out 4 miles below the river. I found the land very good. Captain Lewis went out above the river and proceeded on 1 mile, finding the country rich, then returned to the boat. We proceeded on past an island and camped on another island called the Mills. At this place I found canteens, axes, pumice stones, and pelt hidden and buried by hunters. Our hunters killed 5 deer. Commenced raining soon after we came to, which prevented the party cooking their provisions. Our spies informed us that the country they passed through is a fine high bottom, no water. This day we met 3 men on a cajou from the River of the Sioux, above the Mahar Nation. These men had been hunting 12 months and had about $900 in pelts and furs. They were out of provisions and out of powder. Rain this night. Captain William Clark, June 8, 1804.
The River of the Sioux is most likely the Big Sioux River, which forms the boundary between present-day Iowa and South Dakota. When the captains refer to their spies, they're speaking of their scouts. Modern Army units on patrol use scouts or point men at the head of the main body to report the situation ahead of the column. Tomorrow, Arrow Rock, now a state park.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Music courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.